Well, this morning we have a guest joining us by phone. We're going to talk pork this morning. The Iowa Pork Producers Association sponsoring their 14th annual Best Breaded Pork Tenderloin Contest. And Kelsey Suter with the IPPA is with us this morning. Good morning, Kelsey.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Well, always good when we're talking about breaded tenderloins.
That's right. That's right. Especially around lunchtime.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah. We always want to get that in. Hey, let's talk about the contest. You guys have been doing this. This is the 14th time now. This has been pretty popular, hasn't it?
It has. And every year it tends to get a little bit more popular. There's really quite a following for people in the Midwest who have this adoration for breaded pork tenderloins. And it's really cool to see how far people will travel to come and taste some of the best, and we have a lot of fun with it.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we've had a few winners of this contest here in our part of the state in Southwest and West Central Iowa. Is there a part of the state, though, that where the contest has been maybe more popular, where you've maybe gotten some more nominations?
That's a really good question. We have a pretty good spread. There's a lot over on the east side that have done really well. We'd like to see more on the west side of the state. I think there's just more restaurants on one side of the state versus the other. But then also Northwest, especially, they didn't have hardly any nominations last year. So if anyone knows any great tenderloins up in the Northwest, let us know, because we want to be sure to give that area some love, too.
Oh, absolutely. Breaded pork tenderloins are pretty popular sandwiches around Iowa. We tend to think of ourselves as kind of aficionados when it comes to that type of thing. When we do some traveling outside of our home area, we sometimes kind of look at it with a critical eye when we see what folks are eating, especially when it comes to the pork tenderloins in other parts of the country.
We do. Everyone has their opinion of what is better than others, and it's definitely personal preference. It's funny because not only 5 years ago, I didn't know that it was such a Midwest thing. I assumed that you could go anywhere in the country and have a breaded pork tenderloin, but it's very Midwest and specifically very Iowa, and I think that that's really cool, and that's why we want to celebrate it so much.
Yeah, it really is something that you can find almost everywhere. It's hard to find a restaurant that really doesn't have their version of the breaded pork tenderloin.
That's right. In Iowa, absolutely.
Right. You bet. Well, you get all kinds of different nominations from all kinds of different places, from upscale to little local places in small communities. You really get a good mix of nominations, don't you?
We do, yep. And we'll get nominations from chain restaurants all the way to the local mom-and-pop restaurants. Grocery stores even have some deli counters that serve ready-to-eat tenderloin sandwiches, and we'll take those nominations as well.
You bet. Now, the contest actually just opened for nominations.
It did, yeah. Today is the first day for nominations, so we're hoping that they just start flooding in.
Very good. And I know you're going to continue, what, to the early part of June?
Yeah, June 8th is the last day. Through midnight is the day that we'll close our nominations online.
Okay. What are you looking for? What do people do when they actually nominate? Are there different ways they can do that?
There are a couple different ways. We have the form in our Iowa Pork Producer May magazine that will be mailed out here in a few weeks. So I think that mailing goes to a few thousand people. And we have it online, which is the easiest way to access it, www.iowapork.org. And then it's also going to be in a few issues of the Iowa Spokesman here coming up in a couple weeks. So that would be another way that you can cut the form out and mail it back into us here at
okay.
the office.
Is there an online option at all?
Yeah, online is the easiest way to do it. Mm-hmm. www.iowapork.org, and you can fill the line, or you can fill the form out and submit it right there online. That's the easiest way.
Sure. It's a pretty simple form, I assume.
It is, yep.
Yeah.
Just general information, what's the restaurant, the hours of the restaurant, the address, which you can Google, of course, and get all that information, and then basic information about yourself. One person who nominates the one that wins in October will get a $100 cash prize from the Iowa Pork Producers Association.
Oh, very good. Of course, the restaurant gets a lot of great publicity for it.
That's right. The restaurant is definitely the real winner in the situation. Their business sometimes doubles in tenderloin sales after they win. So we really showcase one particular winning restaurant, and they get a lot out of it. A $500 cash prize from the Iowa Pork Producers, free publicity throughout the state of Iowa. And like I was talking about earlier with this following, people will come from out of state after we make this announcement and make a weekend road trip of it to go and taste Iowa's best breaded pork tenderloin. So we always prepare the winner ahead of time and tell them to to order extra products, get some extra staff on hand because you're going to have a line out the door.
Darn, we hate that, don't we?
Yeah.
Good to see folks right. enjoying themselves with some good food in front of them that's locally produced, yes. too. And
That's right.
Did you get a lot of nominations last year?
We got a little over 1,100 nominations last year, and the year before that actually was our record. We had over 1,800 nominations.
Oh, wow.
So I'd really like to have over 2,000 nominations this year, so well, trying to get the word out as much as we can.
You bet. Let's break the bank on that one this year then.
That's right,
So we talked about who can nominate. Who can we nominate? Can we nominate just any place that serves a breaded pork tenderloin?
Good question. In order to get the top five, it does need to be a year-round restaurant that has the pork tenderloin on their daily menu. There are quite a few restaurants throughout the state that are seasonal. They'll open in the spring and they'll close in the fall. They can still make our top five, but we won't have them take the top prize because once we make the announcement in October, we want to make sure that that tenderloin is available for people to try throughout the coming months, and if they're going to close right around October when we make the announcement, it's not a very good marriage there, if you'll say. So we do want the top prize winner to be a year-round restaurant with the tenderloin on their daily menu. We've had nominations for even tenderloin trailers and things that are served at fairs, and we absolutely would like to recognize them, but it's just really difficult to give them the top prize because people aren't able to go and seek it out and find it and try it.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. You bet.
Yep.
And so you're narrowing it down to a certain number, and then I assume you have some judges that'll go around and do some taste testing.
That's right. We usually have around 300 restaurants nominated.
Wow.
And then we narrow it down to about 40. And we, Iowa Pork Producers has 8 districts across the state of Iowa. So we take the top 5 with the most nominations in each of those 8 districts. So then we can make sure that they're spread across the state, they're, even distribution. And then county members, pork producer members, we line them up to help judge the first round to get all 40 of them judged. And then from those judging forms, we break it down to the top 5, and we have a panel of chefs and culinary instructors that go around and judge the top 5 in September.
Mm, yeah, I bet you don't have any trouble filling out that panel of judges.
We do not. It's not any trouble at all. People usually line up to get paid to go have a tenderloin.
Yeah, that sounds like a good gig to have.
A good gig, yes.
Absolutely. Well, there are so many different ways that people do it. You'd think, well, it's just a breaded pork tenderloin. How difficult could that be? But everybody has their own little twist to it. And I'm sure among those 40 finalists that you come up with, you see just a little bit of everything.
You do, and that's really what makes it so fun. What we're looking for our top 5 is something that's going to be pretty thick cut still. We want it to have pork taste to it. So we're looking for something that still has a good amount of loin there, good amount of thickness, and isn't overpowered by the breading, but, of course, complemented by the breading. And you can see anything from a beer batter-type breading all the way to a breadcrumb breading. I've even seen some that do both. They batter it, and then they breadcrumb on top of that, and that's really good, too. So there's lots of different ways to do it. Some people like them breaded out really thin, and they're huge, and they take over the whole plate. So you see a lot of different things. What we're really looking for, though, is something that's going to be pretty thick cut. It still has the integrity of the loin there and has some pork flavor coming through.
You bet. Well, October's pork month. I assume we'll be finding out pretty close to that time when who the winner is.
Yeah. Yep, we usually announce in mid-October as just one of the other ways that we celebrate National Pork Month.
Very good. Well, it sounds like a great way to spend a summer, testing out a lot of good food.
Yeah.
My goodness.
It's a great way to spend the summer, just traveling the state and trying to find these hole-in-the-wall restaurants that make a really good tenderloin sandwich that maybe not a lot of people know about. We want to find those, and we want to showcase them and send some support.
Well, some of those little, as you call them, hole-in-the-wall restaurants are some of the ones that are, the people take the most pride in the food that they prepare in some cases because that's their whole reputation is what they have.
Yes, that is absolutely right. We want to know about those little joints that serve a great tenderloin. So
you bet.
If you know about one, make sure to nominate them.
All right, so they need to get online or get those nomination forms out of the magazines. Make sure you get those submitted. You've got a couple of months to get that done, and maybe we'll see somebody here in our neck of the woods being named as the top pork tenderloin. I have to ask you, Kelsey, because we joke about it all the time, not only pork tenderloins are they kind of unique to the state of Iowa, but they're gigantic. And we always talk about how much bigger they are than the buns that they're sitting on. Have you actually ever found one that's bigger than the plate it's on?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
It's just crazy how they come, but it's good food, and we're so glad people are enjoying it. Well, thanks so much for the time and the information here this morning. Enjoy the contest.
Thank you so much.